Tuesday morning of Holy Week. Our reflection by Joyce Ruff is titled, One Who Understands. Our scripture is from John 13:38, where it is written, Jesus answered Peter, Before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times. Peter was prone to overstatement and bragging. At times he fell into the trap of being impulsive, headstrong, and too sure of himself. He forgot to preface his responses with reflective pauses, relying instead on his exaggerated self-importance. He knew Peter could bend under the pressure of fear, that he might easily say or do something he would regret later on. Knowing this, however, did not eliminate disappointment and pain for Jesus when Peter acted this way and denied that he ever knew him. But Jesus understood. He believed Peter was more than his flaws and failings. He loved him and did not give up on this imperfect disciple. With age and wisdom, it becomes apparent to me that everyone exists with certain character flaws and shortcomings. As much as I would like this reality to be different, there are no unblemished, perfect people, including myself. Knowing this, I understand when others do not always match up to how I hope them to be. While I do not condone or accept the wrong they may have done, my compassion understands how it could happen. I want to go on loving them just as Jesus did with Peter. He focused on the goodness dwelling within his headstrong disciple, and encouraged the best of Peter to come forth. What a valuable example for all of us. God of second chances, teach me to stop poking at my deficiencies and to cease expecting others to be perfect. May I remember the life-altering question you spoke to your disciple who failed you. Do you love me? So today, here's our intention. I accept people as they are, not as I want them to be. I'll say that again. Today, I will accept people as they are and not as I want them to be.